JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wine's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Clip number 18, The Rabbis and the Hasmoneans.
The Duke of Wellington once said that the only greater problem than defeat is victory. By that he meant that the defeated side knows what it has to do in order to be able to regain itself. The victorious side is always in doubt what to do with its victory. We have countless examples of that throughout history, throughout Jewish history as well. Well, the Hasmoneans win the war. Now what happens? How are we going to create a state, an independent state? How are we going to ward off the Greeks? Well, what happens is that Simon, who is the surviving Hasmonean brother and who is the ruler of the country, in order to safeguard the country from a new attack by the Greeks, makes an alliance with the Romans and allows the Romans to bring their troops onto the land of Israel, so to speak, you know, United Nations peacekeeping force. They're going to keep the Greeks out of the country. Well, they keep the Greeks out of the country, but they stay in the country. It's like somebody that brings in a bear to get rid of a pesky mouse. The bear will get rid of the mouse, then how do you get the bear out of the house? Well, that's what happens here. And Simon is a righteous person. He has the support of the Sanhedrin, which is the great Jewish court of rabbis. He has the support of the people. He is the high priest, because the Hasmoneans were from the family of the priests. And he's also the ruler. Now, the rabbis always objected to concentration of power. That one and the same person should be the high priest and the ruler of the country, they looked at that as being a bad thing. Too much power in one person. But Simon, at least, was a righteous and good person, and he did not abuse that power. He did not take advantage of it. So the rabbi, so to speak, made peace as long as he was the ruler and the high priest. The rabbis also objected to the fact that the Hasmoneans conducted a forcible conversion of a tribe that lived in the south of Israel, the Idumeans. They were converted to Judaism, but they were converted to Judaism not necessarily out of conviction, as much out of force and political considerations. The rabbis always opposed conversions for ulterior motives. Now, this is based on the Jewish idea that one need not be Jewish in order to somehow have an eternal soul, to merit the world to come, to be immortal. Judaism, out of all of the monotheistic religions, is the only one that's not exclusive. What did they say? There was an ad in the New York subway in the 1960s, you don't have to be Jewish to enjoy Levy's rye bread. Well, you don't have to be Jewish in order to get into the world to come. And Catholicism insists that the only way that an immortal soul can be saved is through belief in Jesus. And Islam believes the only way that an immortal soul can come to the world to come is through belief in Muhammad. Judaism doesn't hold that way. Judaism does not have an exclusivity. And therefore, whereas the other religions have a reason to try and convert the whole world to their faith, because they're doing you a favor, they're getting you to the world to come, Judaism has no such compulsion. And Judaism says you can stay whatever you are, just that there's the seven basic Noahide laws, which are the basis of civilization, not to kill, not to murder, and not to steal, not to be immoral, and to be truthful, etc. But they're... You don't have to be Jewish. You don't have to take any of the ritual observances of Judaism. Therefore, conversion was based always on the conviction of the convert that that is what he or she really wanted to do and was not influenced by ulterior motives, the idea that one somehow wants to marry into the faith or does it for money or does it because of coercion. That was always a reticent, the Jews were very reticent to accept such converts. And since the Hasmoneans converted by force, the Idumeans, the rabbis didn't approve of that at all. They didn't think that that was such a good idea. And here you had these problems, therefore, that existed in the Jewish society. You had too much concentration of power in one person. And you also had an entire group of people who now said they were Jewish, but they never really were Jewish, and out of whom will come Herod the Great and all of the other collaborators with the Romans, and eventually they will help bring about the destruction of the Jewish state instead of strengthening it. I'm Beryl Wine, and thanks for watching.
For more on Jewish history, go to jewishhistory.org.